Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. This is episode 84. That's what we agreed on. It is July 30th. So how many days do we have in July, Griffin Hoffman?
31 days.
31. So that means this weekend is Total Recall weekend, Matt.
What?
Yes. Total Recall comes out this weekend. I don't care
about that. Guys. Oh, and it's the first weekend of August?
Yeah, it comes out on the 4th. Dude. Ooh. You guys ready?
I'm not going to see it.
I'm ready for some Colin Farrell.
Is it
all
Saturday?
Friday? Yeah.
So Thursday into Friday?
Yeah. I mean, if
so midnight.
If they have a midnight thing, sure. Sure. I'm pretty stoked for that.
I will be attending that film.
Yeah? You want to go see it together?
Yes.
I'll hold hands?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So what you guys been up to all week? Matt, you go first because I know you've been doing more than me.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Well, I watched the Olympics.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, really exciting stuff.
I only watched like the last bit of the gymnastics.
I know. I'm watching some pirate stream from the BBC. So
pirate stream.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, wait, there's pirates in the Olympics? Oh, not legit. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
I'm sorry. I heard pirates dream.
No, pirate
on the
stream.
BBC, and I thought this was some new amazing show on public broadcasting.
Pirate stream. That's the Chrono Cross spinoff, the third unknown.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a spinoff of Radical Dreamers, Pirate's Dream.
Pirate Stream might be some sort of like weird parody of Pirates, the Disney movie.
Sure, but, whatever okay, you want so, it to be.
There's so a Pirates Disney movie?
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, not...
Pirates.
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 Because isn't there like an adult film that's called Pirates and it's a knockoff of the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, what is probably, that yeah.
I remember seeing it at a Movie Gal when that was around, and I was like, this is just in the regular movie section, not in the you need to be a card-carrying adult to be viewing these things.
I think it's actually like X-rated.
I don't know, the back of that, that box it's said otherwise.
Yeah, it's classy stuff. Maybe I don't know how
it's classy stuff. You know, a parody of a Disney movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I hear it's good.
Two thumbs up.
Way up.
Ew.
Three
thumbs up. Yeah.
Airtight. So what all did you see in the Olympics? Because I watched balance beam and what is it with the giant mat on the floor.
Oh, that's like the floor exercise?
Sure.
I've heard it's just a flat surface and they're running around. Yeah. That's a floor exercise. Yeah.
That's the dumbest one because most of that stuff is just build up to like the big trick that they're going to do. Yeah. Why don't they just cut out the leg flicking and like the twisting and shimmying on the ground to just be like, okay, do your best three moves?
I don't know.
No, I maintain that it's like a fireworks display where it's a bunch of like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. Oh, God, there it is. And it just goes on for a lot.
You're watching the wrong kind of fireworks.
Well,
everyone should be, oh my God!
Oh, buddy.
That's the grand finale! And then it's not.
And then it keeps going. Well, if you ever have the opportunity to go to a 4th of the July USO show, that's the stuff that's amazing. Because that's a fireworks display that usually involves cannons, and it goes on for like a half an hour.
Hmm.
So, that's a good... That's a good show.
Well, I will mark that on my calendar. Next time I'm in the military, I'll make sure I attend one of their fireworks extravaganzas.
I'll see if we can get you on a base next 4th of July.
Okay, that sounds safe.
Did you watch the swimming event?
Yeah, I watched some of the swimming and then some of the gymnastics and... I don't think there was much else on.
Men's swimming? Or
men's and women's.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see the women's. I only saw the men's.
So I've heard that this year in the Olympics, the American contestants, Olympians, need to dress more modest. So like it's like less low cut outfits, and for the women's volleyball team had to wear like 3/4 length tight fitting shirts instead of bikini tops.
Oh, that's because it was cold outside.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Cold in the middle of summer.
Well, it gets cold in London.
The only volleyball I saw was...
maybe if they paid their heating bill. And...
The only one I saw was indoor. I didn't see the outdoor volleyball.
Because I read a story. It said it was freezing outside, so they had to wear tops or whatever, cover themselves up a little bit more so they weren't freezing.
So it wasn't a modesty thing. It was just...
Well, no. What's
this? Isn't the Olympics at the you know, the papacy? You know, just right, try to throw an Olympic party there.
The Vatican City team was performing. They're in the top notch. Their women's volleyball team was great.
Well, I mean, would it like? How is that any different from what like the ice skaters wear? Like, I mean, they could wear skin tight stuff, right? I mean,
they get pretty scantily clad. The ice skaters.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, just make it just like that for volleyball. Scantily
they do. They just wear bikinis. Because they prefer bikinis. I don't know. That's just what they wear.
Whatever.
I don't know why. Athletes.
Thinking
they're
better than everybody else.
Wearing those less clothes, looking down on the chuds with their extra layers.
With their hoity-toity medals. Oh, buddy.
The Olympics, eh?
The Olympics. Did you play any games, Matt?
I did. I played more Amnesia, and that game is not scary, and I'm at a stupid point in that game where I'm in a huge room, it's dark, and there's enemies around, walking around. So I need to turn on my lantern to see where the hell I'm going, but if I have it on too long, I'll get smacked by an enemy and die. So I have to somehow manage my way through this enormous room where you're getting lost. You have no idea where you're going.
Did you get the machine gun?
No, I haven't.
You should get the rocket launcher. That'll help a lot.
I need a rocket jump to get to this spot, and it's just impossible.
You rocket jump to light the disco ball, and then that fries all the zombies.
And then I have to hand money to the stripper, and then she lets me through.
And then, she takes off her bikini bottoms.
Yep.
How many more games can we fit into this analogy?
Well, I beat God.
Oh, okay. Well, there it is. That's all the games.
Final Fantasy, yeah.
There it is.
But after the disappointment of Amnesia, I decided to play some Half-Life 2, and I felt a little bit better about myself.
Do you still think that game's not as good?
It's better than Amnesia. All right. Even after all these years, Half-Life 2 is better than Amnesia.
I started playing Amnesia today for all of, like, maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Oh, so you real solid grasp of the game.
Dude, I don't know. That game is really, like, a little up in arms about itself, where it really, really wants to press that game is about the experience and not about anything else. And so tonight, since I have my TV hooked up to my computer, I'm going to swing that thing over to the big screen. I'm going to put some headphones on, and I'm going to hook up the Xbox controller to my computer and just make it happen.
It can use the controller?
Yeah, it can.
Okay. Well.
It's probably not going to work as well, though. Because you gotta do the thing and the thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't really like that game. It's not scary.
Matt, you're just stone cold, man.
No, I'm just not a puss.
What's the last game you played that you thought was scary?
Nothing. Matt's never been scared.
Right.
I can't remember, really. Matt is a You'd have to make a list, color. And then I
Russian roulette with himself. That was the last game he was scared at, and he won.
He pulled the trigger six Fearless. Times, and nothing happened.
Charlie was all around me, and I got away.
It's like that scene in Final Destination 2.
I don't remember Final Destination.
All of them are duds.
Oh.
So you don't remember the last game you were like afraid of? Dead Space like, 2 or
Dead It was Space probably 1. Dead Space or Dead Space 2. Gave me a jump scare.
So what would you say Dead Space has that Amnesia doesn't?
Jump scares is what it has. Okay, Amnesia does not have a jump scare.
So you don't get that like tension build up?
I get tense sometimes because when an enemy's chasing you, you hear this winding sound or the screeching, and you're like, oh crap, I gotta run or I gotta hide. But it's happened so often that it's not really scary. It's more of an annoyance. I'm like, oh, damn it. Now I got to go hide, or now I got to outrun this guy. And it's not scary. It's just more annoying.
Well, Griff, you and I sort of talked about this when Dead Space 2 came out, where it's just like, you know, for the first couple of hours of playing that game, you just like have this like gut rot going on because you're so wound up. But at some point, that just goes away.
Yeah, it did. I think a little bit later, and once you start getting more weapons and stuff and feeling a little bit more in control of the situation, then definitely, yeah. That nerve-wracking feeling kind of disappeared. But then when you go back to the ship, that's when everything came back, because it was like they played with your expectations of, like, you take a corner and it's like, oh, there's nothing there.
Yep.
Okay, I'll keep going. Take another corner. Oh, just another empty room, I guess, where there's nothing in here that's going to jump out at me. Mm-hmm. And you keep going. And then finally, you're like, something's going to happen. Something has to happen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then, you know, right. delivers and gives you that big blast of enemy fanfare. And you're like, whoa! Well, I was like that, but I don't know if you were. So
I agree with you completely. Going through that ship the second time. Yeah, you've got this whole buildup that brought me here for a reason. Why? The Ishimura? Ishimura. Yeah. Planet Cracker. And, you're just going through that whole thing again, and you're just expecting that something's got to happen.
In Bulletstorm, wasn't your comrade's name Ishi?
Ichi.
Was it Ichi, not Ishi? There's one. Ichi is one.
He is one, yeah.
But Ishi...
Ishi is something.
What is he though, Ishimura?
Wait. It's
a cameo appearance.
Oof. Pretty sure...
I don't know.
Ishimura was well before Bulletstorm, though, so...
Oh, okay. Different universes.
Yeah. Anything else, Matt? Anything exciting?
No, just that and Half-Life 2. Okay. That's about it.
Just hating myself.
Did you do anything over the weekend?
Went out on Friday with Griff, and that was about it.
Oh, yep. Hey, Griff. I remember that night.
Matt, remember when John didn't come out with us?
You remember when you guys banged on my door at 1 o'clock in the morning when I was half asleep and half naked with my dog?
Mostly.
Well, that sounded weird.
Yep. No, that doesn't sound weird. That sounds accurate, John. Yeah.
This is very accurate.
Gosh. All you guys wanted to do was go knock over dumpsters again?
I'd never do that. I don't condone that behavior.
Okay. Okay.
I never knocked over a dumpster.
I'm not saying you ever knocked over a dumpster. I'm saying
I only fight deer.
You antagonized Jen and I to knock over dumpsters.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Fighting dumpsters. That's what we do.
Didn't do anything.
Matt punched a dumpster once.
I did. A long time ago. healed.
Callbacks.
Does the dumpster ever come back for more?
Oh, I'll see it again. I don't doubt that.
Well, Griff, what have you been playing?
You haven't seen the last of me, dumpster. what have I been playing?
Yeah, tell me. Tell us.
I finished playing... Tell you. Well, tell everyone. Dear listener, I finished playing Penny Arcade, The Reigns Like Precipice of Darkness 3. That was the indie-marketed 16-bit RPG from Zeboid Games and writing by Mike Tycho. From Penny Arcade, and art by Gabe, who was translated. It was all translated into pixel art stuff. I finished it, and if I get the time to do it, I would like to write a review. Mm-hmm. But the short and long is, if you like video games, you should play this, or at least buy it, because if you're not going to play it, it's $5.
It's on Steam.
No. Oh, yes. My mistake. I got it on Xbox. I don't know what the price is on Steam. I'm guessing it's going to be similar. But I got it on Xbox Live Arcade. Or, excuse me, Xbox Indie Arcade. The indie service thing.
Oh, okay.
$5. And it's, like I said last week, you know, it's just totally a great little RPG, like... Total throwback to Final Fantasy 2 and 3 on the Super Nintendo. You know, great writing, so much fun to you know, go along with that story. It's a little schizophrenic. It definitely hops around a lot and doesn't do a ton of exposition to give you like backstory and details. But then on the other hand, it's like, everything is so goofy and tongue-in-cheek that it's like you really don't care what the backstory of these certain things are. And it's just fun. It is just a fun game. And it's cheap, and there's nothing out right now, so you may as well play that. It's, God damn it!
Would you time out with that game?
Long. I don't remember. I could check my save file, but I would say somewhere between 8 and 10 hours.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So a very, very long game.
For
$5. Yeah. But
what's the level cap?
I made it to level 31 or 41, I forget. Hmm. I don't remember.
Cool.
I got to, yeah. Yeah. Just go play if you have nothing else to do. Cool. Because it's fun.
Would you anything else?
What other games did I play?
Sure. Or anything, you know, stuff you
Things that are games that conquered. I do. I went to the pool today. Oh, I think Matt went to the pool today too.
Yeah, I did.
Then you went to your apartment pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys in your pool adventures.
How was that? Is it still
great? Not a lot of people out there.
Not a lot of people.
Probably people are working though.
Are those
so
a-hole athletes throwing playing their dumb ball game?
No,
I hate that game.
Was Michael Phelps there?
They play this game with their dumb muscles and stuff, where they stack up chairs and they like jump into the pool and just do cannonballs while somebody throws like a beach ball to them, and then they just are splashy. And it's a small pool. It's really frustrating.
I've seen like one person in the pool since I've been there, and just yeah. Nobody was out there today when I was out there, so.
Oh, nice. It's a private pool.
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
That's nice.
I went to the Valley West pool for a night swim just a couple hours ago with Jen and Hunter, and that was fine. I just sat on the lazy river and didn't do anything because I'm not big into aquatic attractions.
What's the lazy river?
Good question. I didn't know this was a thing until I really started going to pools with Jen and Hunter.
I feel like that sounds like a thing I should know, but
imagine a log ride.
Okay.
But the parts when you go up and down, take those out.
So you just go around.
Okay.
And then take the log out and put it in a tube.
And you just lay in that?
Yeah.
That actually sounds kind of awesome.
It is. Yeah.
Do you get to drink?
At Adventureland, yes, but at Valley West Pool, no.
Does Adventureland have this lazy river thing?
Heck yeah.
Oh.
It's nice.
Okay.
It's a speedy lazy river, and it doesn't splash you with crap all the time. That's good.
Okay.
It's very good.
That sounds like fun. I'd do that.
Two thumbs up, way up.
I'd get behind that. Is that's it, Griff? That's
my official endorsement for the Adventureland Lazy River.
Sweet. Two thumbs.
You guys want that review?
Way up.
The Valley West, one thumb up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not as enthusiastic.
No. Does
it cheaper?
Zero thumbs up?
Is
it a 5-point scale?
I think it's a 4-point scale.
So it's only up, up,
it's
up.
It's up, up,
up,
up,
up, down,
down,
up,
down, down.
B, B, A. Start.
Yeah. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Infinite. You get 30 extra
AB start
minutes in the lazy river.
Is it BA or is AB? AB?
AB.
AB start.
BA.
BA start.
I think it's AB start. Yeah. So I did that.
Cool. That.
I can't think of anything else I did. Okay. I've been playing. Oh, no. I have been playing something else. I played Kid Icarus Uprising more of that game.
Oh, okay.
3DS.
Okay.
This begs a question. Why?
Well, because I own it, and I never finished it.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I decided to take it to work, and I was just playing it there in my downtime. And that game has a totally awesome fake ending.
Fake ending?
Yeah.
Like,
like you beat the last boss and it's like, oh, you think this is the last boss, and then the real boss rips the credits in half and is like,
rips the credits in half?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rips the credits in half and comes out of the screen.
That's good.
And yeah. And they're like referring to him as like last boss and true boss and like all this stuff. And it is and then I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. Like, where did this come from? I thought I finished the game. So I read a few things online about like the overarching. I'm like a third of the way through. And that is a long, long game, which is, it's makes it such a bummer that Project Sora is gone now. Because you're like, these people did some great, great work that you will never see come out on Nintendo again.
Yeah.
Like, the self-referential to the Nintendo past, like the gags they're pulling,
Like Rob the Robot shows up in there somewhere?
More, well, yeah, more or less, like making fun of themselves where they're like, oh, it's the eggplant, or you fight this boss and he's like, they're like, this is what he used to look like, and they show up this picture of like the pixelated version of him where he's like a snake, and they're like, yeah, he doesn't go by a snake anymore, he looks like this fat dude, and they're like, eh, whatever. And Pitt's like, that's weird, and I don't know, the banter is just really, really well done, all you know, fourth wall breaking of like,
oh, that's good. It's very aware of itself.
Yeah, aware of itself, and the characters are aware of it too. Not like, it's not like a wink, like, you know, I see the life bar's getting a little low, wink. You know, it's yeah. Like they're actually talking about like, it's been 20 years since the last time you had to deal with this pit. You're like, wow. Yeah, that sure has been a long time. I miss being on the scene. You're like,
uh-huh. What about what about 5 years ago when he was in that sweet game called... God, it's been 5 years. Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
It's been 5 years? Didn't that come out in 2008?
Seven.
Oh.
Late 2000... Might have been 2008. I really think it was 2007, though.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that really counts, but...
Oh, it was late 2007, yeah.
I don't think he counts as having, like, a major appearance in that... game.
Oh man, so weird. That's it, Griff. That's all you got from me.
I don't know.
The only other thing that I would talk. Gosh, I was.
I finished Walking
something.
Dead.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm current.
Yeah, you caught up with everything.
I'm all current with my Walking Dead.
Good. So next month, when that barely makes it out, we can talk about that. You paid for all of them.
I did.
You're
yeah.
invested.
No, I know. Well, John, there are many Telltale games that I have purchased the entire season two and have not finished.
All right, that's fair.
But this one especially, after the second game, I liked it. It was good. But the previews for the next episode are thoroughly uninteresting.
Oh, yeah?
Like, aggressively remember. Uninteresting. I'm watching those. I'm like, I don't even know what is happening. Like, there's no hook that's like, this might be a big, important thing. And you're like, nope, just people arguing, and then that's about it.
Well, that's fair. I mean, that's
you don't want to be in the RV?
Yeah, like...
That's kind of the whole thing was, I saw the RV, and I think there was a discussion about it, and that was about it.
Yeah, that's not doing it for me.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot.
I don't.
Hey, you want to go camping or not?
I don't know. But we did agree that some of the decisions in that game get...
Yeah, we did talk episode. About it off air. And, you know, I know we've been actively avoiding on air saying things about them. So we'll keep that trend going.
Sure.
But
some of those decisions are harder than others.
Yeah. Yeah, which is fine. I know you guys were talking about, and we had mentioned how they were trying to aim to have a 50-50 across the board. But I also think they do a really good job of playing against your expectations and forcing, because of one decision specifically where I was like, I really dislike this character because this character is mean to me all the time and has tried to kill me. And given the opportunity to seek to enact some vengeance on this dude, I couldn't do it. So
yeah, I agree. With
I was like, hey, hats off to you, Telltale. Yep. Like you did it.
Yep.
I totally could have gone the other way, but not like this.
Yep.
Not like this.
Yep. I completely
agree. As they say in The Matrix, not like this.
Also, was it me or was there a glossing over of an introduction of a character in the second episode?
You're right.
The guy with glasses?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They just slide right over that.
That's totally fine, though. Think that was...
you didn't miss anything. It didn't really matter.
Well, yeah.
What are you saying, man?
He's not important.
That's true. His character sort of develops, but doesn't really like come to any fruition, so it's whatever.
He wasn't given enough time to bake.
Right, and it's like, maybe I would have given some more... God.
No, keep going. That's fine.
So much.
No, just enjoy. I'm working on more here.
Enjoy that. Oh, that's so bad. So bad.
He didn't go bad.
God, I hate you. Moving on. It's time to talk about some news, guys.
Okay.
Done with this talk. Done with all of this. Oh, gosh.
Everybody's on their phones.
Well, yeah, I got to bust out the show notes. We'll start this. I'll bring it back around. We're going to start with the discussion about how, because this leads into a predicament that I have that we can talk about. So Microsoft just today announced that Surface will be coming out October 26th. All the specs are out there and available. The only thing that they're not showing off right now is a price point, which I even went directly to the Surface website and it just talks nothing about it and just drives me mad because...
What is their smallest 32 gigs?
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
I think so. Griff, are you doing some fact checking?
I'm not doing anything over here. You don't mind me.
So now my conundrum is, so that comes out like a few weeks after my birthday, and I could hold out to because that's only a couple months away. I either really, really, really want a Nexus 7. That's only $200. Or sort of, but not really want an iPad. But that's like $600.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Or hold out for Surface, which is really cool looking, but I don't know how much it's going to cost. Like, do I just hold out on this altogether and just wait to see what it's going to cost me and then make a decision from there?
I'm trying to pull up the Surface specs here.
Yeah.
Which I should have just went to our website because we have them, yeah. But...
I also might still... you know what? I don't, actually.
Just looking comparatively at what we're dealing with here.
Just go to surface.com. It's all there.
It's not, though. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, you got to scroll
to download
like, all the way.
And then it's like, it's not downloading because you're using your Mac, probably.
Game Informer had a spread on all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to dig through that.
All right,
they have a bad search function.
Oh, okay.
I have it, though. Okay. I was just bringing it... I was just looking it up because... Well, I've forgotten what the Surface offers.
So we sort of talked about this before the show. One operates on Windows 8, and one operates on like a OS RTX or something like that.
Right? I don't know.
And then
I don't know.
There's like four different model types, like essentially. Whereas like there's one that has 32 gigs of storage or 64 gigs of storage, and then there's one that has like 64 and 128. It's like really weird.
128, damn.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we've got the Surface, which is running Windows RT.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
Sure.
I think that's their... Is that their specific iOS or like a mobile device version of Windows,
like
super
Windows,
limited
it's
functionality?
Like a Windows phone kind of thing.
Yeah. And so that's like running on an ARM CPU.
Okay.
And then the Surface Pro is going to have Windows 8 Pro, and that's using an Intel CPU.
I just really wish I could hear. Just tell me a price point. I bet it's going to be close to 1,000. You'd imagine, right?
Yep. That's what speculation says. $600 to $1,000.
10.6 inches on the screen.
I don't know, dude.
So I don't know. Like, iPad, I think, is kind of out of the question because if I really wanted an iPad, I would go, oh, hey, look at that. I have a phone.
I was about to say, you have an iPhone, which can do quite a bit.
It does everything the iPad would do, plus call people. So... And text people.
10.6. Yep, you're right.
So my thing is, the Nexus 7, I think, would be really cool, especially if I do make that bold move to move down to Kansas City, and we'll get into that later. But I don't know. The thing I like about the Surface is it's a 10-inch display. It would be running Windows, so I'm sure it would integrate with my PC just fine. And then it has that sweet magnetically attaching keyboard. That is also a cover for the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the question, nice. Though. 64 or 128 gigabyte models in the Surface Pro, and then 32 or 64 for the Surface.
I think it could live just fine with 32 gigs.
The issue that I'm thinking about here is something I just forgot. So there goes that.
Okay.
What would you use your tablet for?
Well, so Oh, like I was saying before the show started, that I would, it would be nice that I don't have to squint at my iPhone for the show notes, that I could just have something here that has that.
True.
Hey, if you want to spend $600 on something, I have a lot of other ideas for you. If you want to be spending money on stuff for the show.
Well, that's fair. This wouldn't be specifically for the show, but it would definitely help the show out.
Mm-hmm. Less squinting.
Less squinting. That helps me out. That helps my vision out. Dagnabbit.
You're reaching.
Am I reaching?
You're reaching.
I'm reaching for reasons here. No, the thing that I've been battling with for this like whole last week is just like, I thought I told myself a while ago, I don't need one of these things. Why am I having this problem? Because I don't need one. I don't. I really don't.
It's like, that argument to me is like the 50s sitcom of like, hey, honey, I'm going to get a new grill. That way you can cook outside and we can enjoy the outdoors together. You're like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. No, this
I get this really expensive thing and justify it by having this completely unnecessary facet for it.
No, like you said to me when I started bringing this up at work, it's like, these are all first world problems. Like,
I'd say,
like, here I am.
My phone isn't big enough.
Exactly. Here I am complaining about.
Like, I don't want a laptop either.
I don't want a laptop, but I would like something in between my computer and my iPhone.
I want to find the gray area of functionality.
Exactly. I don't want to use my phone to browse the internet when I'm sitting there watching Star Trek on my streaming
PS3. I have
PS3.
A computer, and I have a phone that's a computer.
Mm-hmm.
If only I could have a computer that was shaped like a phone but didn't work like a phone.
Yeah. If only I could get a sort of half computer that could be in my hands so that I wouldn't have to get up off of my plush couch to go over to my computer.
I think you should just, if you don't get, if you really, really are wanting this tablet device, which I think the biggest reason to get a tablet device is like, if you read a ton of things that are in digital print.
Yep. I'd start reading comic books. Maybe.
You're not. They're expensive.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. There goes that.
If you're going to do reading, it's a great choice. It's a great thing to have. But I can't see any functionality that it would have that your phone doesn't, besides just being a little bit bigger. Especially if you already have, or you don't have like a Mac ecosystem or an already built ecosystem of like one consumer device. Like, you're not tied into the Google store, you're not tied into Windows platform, and you're not tied into the Mac at cloud nonsense either. So whatever you get, you're fine. But on the other hand, it's like, do you really need to get anything?
No.
I think the smartest choice would be to get like a MacBook Air.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
So you
with
get
that.
A laptop. You have the functionality of it being a computer. You know, it's light. It can do everything you want. You got a keyboard. It's just, you know,
that
it doesn't have touchscreen.
Right. I don't know. I could just also get a PowerBook, like, you know, some just really sleek, small, an ultrabook, like something. It's just a small laptop that's not super powerful that is going to run me maybe a little bit more, but at least it still has more functionality than, say, a tablet, and I can take it with me when I want to do stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should just completely throw out the iPad, because why get an iPad when you have an iPhone that already does everything an iPad will do?
Oh, absolutely.
And more.
It's on the bottom of my list. Say, for whatever reason, there was a huge issue with the Nexus 7 all of a sudden, and there's a huge issue with Surface when it comes out. Maybe I would go. It would ruin me if by the time Surface comes out, because I mean, that's coming around to the time where, you know, Apple would announce iPhone 5 and possibly a 7-inch iPad. And if that were to happen, then I'd be in an entirely different tornado of hurt.
I don't think there's going to be a 7-inch iPad.
I sort of doubt it as well, but iPhone 5 could be bigger.
iPhone 5 could be bigger. Yeah, that would be nice.
It could go up to a 5-inch screen instead of this 4-inch screen.
Definitely a possibility.
Which would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's this little conundrum of mine. I think the more and more I look at it, though, I would rather spend that money that I'm thinking about spending on upgrading my computer's graphics card and power supply, and then going super crazy and getting a second slash third monitor.
You know what? You know what you should do? You should just buy you should just invest in two Wii U's.
No.
Or excuse me, Ouyas.
Well, yeah, no, that was something else I was
Go thinking. Donate $99 twice.
Okay, so good segue into another news topic. I was sort of looking at like Ouya on Kickstarter to see sort of where they're at, and I was like, huh, maybe I should invest $100 into this.
What are their numbers?
They are at 5.5 million okay. right now. That is
assholes.
Crazy. What are they doing with that money? Like
building the future.
I can tell you what they're not doing.
Saving the console generation.
I can tell you what they're not doing. Making an interesting looking controller, because that thing looks dumb. What do you think of that controller, Griff? Okay, so Ouya just announced a couple of things a couple of days ago where Ouya now has officially let out this is sort of what the prototype controller looks like, and I feel like it's going to get about as much attention as the Boomerang PS3 controller got.
So their controller has moved beyond the functionality of a bar of soap to actually a device.
Yep, it's a working prototype.
Now, the question is, are there specs out on it?
No. It's supposed to have a touchscreen in the middle.
Right.
It also has color buttons on the right side. They have no identifiable markers.
They gave a number. It was like a 10-button standard thing where it's like four face, a pad with directions of some type,
two
sticks, a central button, and then probably left and rights and rights and lefts.
I forget, the image is fading from my mind. Are the analogs placed like PlayStation, where they're both on the inner?
I believe they are in a line.
Okay. So there's that.
They're like the Wii U Pro.
Sure.
Because that's a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing. So yeah, they've got the four colored buttons. There's that touch thing in the middle.
But which is nuts, because is it multi-touch?
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
I would doubt it.
That would destroy their product.
If it wasn't multi-touch?
Yeah.
What?
Because the whole thing is like, it's supposed to be an Android-based operating system, right? So, potentially, all your Android games are supposed to be able to just get transferred onto that network, right? Like you would think if you want to attract developers, you say, hey, this thing works just like a phone, so upload your freaking Angry Birds thing to it.
Uh-uh. That's not... I don't know that that's what I see at all. I don't think that touch... I don't think that middle touch is for the things that... I doubt that integrates with games as much as they would maybe think or hope for. I say that is like the 2012 version of VMU, like where use this to screw with different options or memory or things like that. I doubt, because the size of that screen in the middle of that controller, itty bitty. I don't know that that has any functionality whereas games are concerned. Like, as far as the like functioning in the games. That's my speculation. They haven't said anything really to promote it one way or another. I mean, other than saying that, yes, there's a capacitive touch screen on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, because it's like, there's no image displayed on it, so yeah. Why... That it basically is a trackpad.
Yeah. And, yeah. So say you're playing Angry Birds on it, and that's all it is just I just move my thumb across that thing. But if that's the point of it, is moving my thumb across that thing, why? I mean, Angry Birds is on PlayStation 3, and it doesn't have a trackpad. You just pull the analog stick, right?
I don't buy that game on PlayStation.
Well, this is just
play a crazy person.
This is what I'm just saying. It's like I don't.
I'm not made of money. I'm not looking to buy a tablet, John.
I'm just saying, like, I don't understand, like, I don't know what that thing would be used for, so it's really weird that is even on that controller.
I would imagine it has...
They have $5 million to spend. I suppose they could do whatever they wanted to do.
I would imagine it has similar functionality as the PlayStation 3's 6-axis, where certain interactions would be swipes.
Where it gets, like, thrown to the gutter after a year?
Well, no, I mean, I'm saying, like, it has its point, which is to attract developers to be like, hey, you know what you can do? you can have motion with a controller.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's not completely done right. It can be pretty good, like in Flower. But done wrong, it just becomes like this extra thing that you forget about and then eventually goes away completely.
Sure.
The Wii or the Ouya doesn't really have much of a choice, though, because they've got one chance to hit it. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's going to be buying the Ouya Tuya.
Yeah. Well, the other part of this, though, is that Ouya also knows. God, I even hate saying it. Ouya also nonstant. No, I'm turning into you, Griff. This is what happens when you host a show. There. Also announced that they have OnLive support now. So you will get an app for all of online games.
Games.
What
are those?
All of the library of OnLive games will be available to you with a subscription.
Just read from the script. Just read the script. Just go straight. Just read the script, John.
No ad-libbing.
Let's take it again. You ready?
Ready?
Three, two,
go. So you'll be able to get an app for your Ouya to get OnLive subscriptions, and then you will have access to all of their games through that. And the other cool thing is all of their games will have 30-minute playable demos, but the way they make it sound is it's not like those 30-minute demos are, like, restricted to... It would be like you play that game for 30 minutes, and then it's like, hey, you like that, or don't you?
Is anybody a math whiz here? It's 12 times 26. 12 times 25.
12 times 25.
What's 12 quarters?
300.
300, right? Yep. Okay, so that's how many games are on live.
A lot.
300 games. So, let me read you the first page. Four Elements, Ares, Extinction Agenda. AC-130, Operation Devastation, Adam's Venture 2, Adam's Venture 3, Advent Rising, Art Afterfall, Insanity, Age of Booty, Error Conflicts, Secret War, and Airport Control Simulator.
Oh man, now we're talking.
Yeah.
So
that's page one all the games supported through what's this called?
So again, this is an Android operating system. Do not expect to be playing the most amazing games ever on this thing yet.
So I'm just curious. When you wrote this up, I started looking into like what is actually available on live.
That's fair.
On live.
I was thinking about looking into
on
it
live.
Because on live has never interested me outside of like signing up for the beta for their set-top box.
So we've got Alpha Protocol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great. Sure. Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City.
Okay, well, we're getting better.
$14 for that. That's 15.
Not bad.
So, this is the thing that, you have to pay.
For OnLive. Yep. So that's why their games come at a discount.
Yeah.
But you're still paying for something that you're paying for.
Right. You can get Assassin's Creed, Deus Ex.
Because here's the difference here. Because, you and I pay for Gamefly, and I spend $17 a month, and that's all I pay. And I get those games.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to tell me, much like Microsoft, that I'm going to pay for something, and then I'm going to pay for something. Like, I'm going to pay you $60 a year to have this thing, and then I'm going to pay for other things. Just so that I can play these things.
Right now, the new releases coming up for OnLive are Homefront, War Games, Civ 5.
Okay.
London 2012, the official video game of the Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's as bad as our title. The Darkness 2.
Okay.
So. Each of those things are about $30-ish to buy for a full copy. The only one here, the darkness, you can buy on a 3 or 5 day basis for less than $10. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I
don't know.
I looked into this because I thought, oh, that's cool. I thought exactly what I'm guessing you thought is like, oh, that's online. That's great. I can play that on my Ouya. But like, what am I going to play on it? Homefront. Great.
Sure. Exactly.
Advent
it's like
Rising.
Advent Rising.
Didn't you say that earlier?
The Final Fantasy VII movie? No.
Oh.
Advent Children.
Now I was thinking of...
Advent Rising.
Oh, whatever. Forget it.
Event Horizon. It's a different pronunciation.
Saying Advent.
Mercury Rising?
Advent horizon.
Mercury Rising.
Advent Rising. Is Bruce that Willis. What I was thinking of? The Xbox original game?
I don't know.
Dude, I have no idea what you're saying.
You know better on this one, Matt. Oh, we defer to you.
Whatever. I thought you had mentioned it earlier, and I thought that was weird, because that's a very old game.
Well, you can get it on
Live.
Advent Rising. It was supposed to be a trilogy. It was by Orson Scott Card, I think, or and they got canceled.
This sounds really familiar.
Shadow Complex?
No.
Because that was that, too.
That was, okay. Well, this had some other sci-fi writer to it.
Yeah. You know what? I think
Advent Rising.
I think
it was an Xbox game.
Xbox 360?
No. Xbox One.
Huh. Okay. That sounds sort of familiar. But yeah, no, Griff, right there with you. It's good that they're being supported with Ouya, but at the same time, you were talking about giving me a service for something that I've already dished out $100
for. You
want to
make a bet?
What?
That's not going to come out?
The Ouya?
Yeah.
Make a bet. I don't want to make a bet.
No, you don't?
No, I bet it comes out.
How about...
What is your stance on it? Now we're getting interesting.
In the next 4 years, it's not going to come out.
No?
Four years?
I'll give you 4 years.
They have $5.5 million. If they cannot... You give me $5 million, I'll make that thing come out.
I don't want to say, no, it's not going to come out.
You give them 4 years.
4 years.
I think that's
generous.
I think at that point, the only reason that console will be coming out would be just to fulfill contractual obligations and not get, like, destroyed via litigation. Because unless it comes out in the next year or two... The heat behind it's going to be so burnt up. I mean, there's going to be nothing to support it.
That thing has to come out by the end of summer next year or it's screwed.
Right. Actually, it's genius because it's like, in the next year, we're going to have new consoles, so... People are going to be like, right now is the perfect time to strike where it's like, hey, you want a new console? Yeah. You really want one right now? Well, here we got one.
Yeah. They would be smart to get that thing out before E3 next year.
Well, I don't think they care. I think at this point, it's like they can put out whatever freaking piece of turd they develop. It's they're already good.
Oh, yeah. No. And that's the other thing. They have 5.5 as long as
you're
they
right.
Use
Advent
that
Arising is everything you guys said it was.
Okay.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I totally think that thing comes out in the next year. I think it comes out in the next year. I think it flounders for 2-3 months, and then we get new consoles, and it is a worthless relic at that point. I think that just goes the way of the N-Gage at that point. Like, it's nothing. I just think that's what that turns into.
But Robert Bowling is supporting it.
Who cares?
Sure. I'm sure a lot of people are supporting it, but that doesn't make it good.
I mean, it does, though. I mean, if there are developers who are saying we're going to make games for this, that's a good thing. But it's just... It seems very short-sighted for... Not short-sighted. It seems very intelligent for a developer to say, why would I support this? Because it only has like 40,000 supporters.
Right.
Each have supported a lot of money and like it's getting into places. But when I can make a game for an Android device, would I build it so it works specifically for the Ouya, or would I build it so it works as like an Android based anything game? People can play it on their Nexus 8s and their phones.
Nice thing. About this that is interesting that when I read this article is that if you have an OnLive account and you are streaming these games, which are all cloud saved, you could say technically be playing Batman Arkham Asylum on your laptop or something.
I'm kind of good on playing Batman Arkham Asylum.
You'd be playing it and on say your laptop when you're on the bus or whatever. Then you get home, close up the laptop, and turn on your Ouya, and boom, there it is on your TV. And all your stuff's saved. So that's kind of nice, but...
Yeah, that's totally great. Except, tell me what has actually successfully done that so far.
Nothing.
Okay. Now, Do I want to be playing Batman Arkham anything within the next year?
Like, no. I use that only because that's the best game on that list that we just talked about.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, but that also you also raise a point unintentionally by saying that device will be forever outdated.
Yep.
Like
it will be riding, like it will be chasing coattails.
It was like the Vita when that thing launched and they're like, oh look, you can play NBA baseball 2012 in your house and on the go. And it's like, oh, that's great. I can play baseball at home and on the go. What else can I play for somebody who doesn't like to play baseball games? I'm like, that's about it. Maybe Metal Gear. I don't know. We don't know yet.
Yep.
You play some minis.
I feel like the only thing
you
that might
play
even...
Wizorb?
I'm sorry. I feel like the only thing that might even come close to like achieving this as an actual reality would be the Wii U, which is like, oh, you like somebody wants to watch the TV? Well, take your game off the TV and put it on the controller. And
right.
Go in the other room.
Right.
But that's about as far as it gets because you shouldn't leave the house with that thing.
Right. That is a very sad compromise.
Yeah. Where it's just like, my girlfriend doesn't want to see me playing Mario no more. So
oh, my Pikmins. I want to play with my Pikmins.
Gotta go in the other room.
I didn't finish my exercise on Wii U Fitness 4, so I'm going to...
Yeah, I'm going to take this.
Turn the fitness off and put it on my Wii Pro controller.
Yeah.
Do some push-ups over here on the scale, on the Wii character balance board.
So, I don't know. I think that's enough of the Ouya. While I disagree with you that, Matt, that I think it will come out, I will side with you in the fact that I think that won't even learn how to swim. I think it'll float for a little while, and then people are going to be like, yeah... I backed the wrong horse. And then it will get the horse's treatment and just get turned into glue.
I think it's going to come out. If we want to actually talk this, I think yes. It will come out. The product promised will arrive in some fashion to people who pre-ordered it.
If their budget was $950,000 and they got $5.5 million, you damn better put something out.
Right. I mean, that is straight up money promised to them for purchases of their system. So you would imagine, like any good, you know, software or hardware developer, they're selling at a loss. But I guess that no, they shouldn't be selling at a loss because they can't make it up on first party software. So they have to be selling at a profit. So if you're charging, you know, let's say $150 to $100 for this device, I think once this initial phase of backers is done, you create this product, unless they team up with something bigger to help get fund and publish and get the advertising out there, they're not going to do well. Like, I think that they will produce the device they're saying, but the long-term goal of, like, how will this perform in 3 years? Will we have an audience for this beyond what we just have through Kickstarter? How much money will it take to market this? What is the console landscape going to be like? What is handheld landscape going to be like?
Right.
Like at that point, we could, with this whole Google thing happening in KC, you know, we could be in a totally different world of like mobile to big TV gaming.
Yep. With the way technology moves like this and how just sporadically just Android as a system gets supported, like how well will the Ouya be supported when Android operating system has to go through updates and then that thing doesn't get an update and then it starts chugging?
Well, they're running on what, 4, right? So that's Ice Cream Sandwich.
Yep, Ice Cream Sandwich.
So that's not the newest. It's not Jelly Bean. So their updates should probably not be that significant. And plus, if they're developing for that hardware specifically and not thinking of what are the consequences of, like, can we make this game for Ouya and for all other Android devices? That's what I was trying to say earlier.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Unless that happens, there's no point in doing that.
Right. Yeah. It's...
It's an open system.
Yeah, just because everybody is supporting it, this is still a big gamble.
It's not everybody, though. It's only... It's 40... It's probably... Last I saw, it was 34,000 people.
Well, yeah. That's a big community.
It's not really.
It's not a huge community. But it's, you know,
not it's to it's support.
Well, okay, yeah, that you are right. You are not wrong. What they need to do is get some Netflix on here, because I mean, sure. At that point, I might as well buy Anuya and just have it stream Netflix to my TV.
I mean, what I think the smartest. This is last I want to say about Ouya is, okay, and then I'm done. You can keep going.
We can do the KC thing.
I think their smartest bet would be if this launches and sees some success, that you market it not as a gaming device, but you market it as the all-encompassing one box, yeah. like the Microsoft stance, yeah. of like this is your TV where you watch TV from Netflix. You get these other services like OnLive. You play games. It plays games, and then it also has some other fun functionality for the whole family.
Yep.
You know, it becomes a single unified box in the living room, yep. and not just like a gaming console for gamers. That.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's good that you love the gaming community, but I would say, in an effort to get this out to that gaming community, make it support more than just games. Make it support Netflix. Make it support Hulu Plus. You know, start there, and then if it picks up steam, try to get HBO Go. Try to get any streaming services you can. Like, just get that on there.
It seems like almost a bare minimum.
Yeah. It just, pick up Pandora.
I don't see the point still, though.
What?
I still don't see the point of this Ouya. Like,
because at least then, if it's a multimedia entertainment thing, it's $100. Yeah. Then I would strap that onto my kitchen TV and be like, well, at least it does this stuff, you know?
That's true.
Basically, the more devices that you can give me that have Netflix on it, the happier I'll be. Like,
yeah, I understand that, but...
give this pony more than one trick.
Maybe if it had, like... Yeah, as you say, if it had HBO Go and Netflix, maybe like an Amazon Instant Video.
Sure.
Maybe if you're living in the UK and it had like Sky or something like that. Yeah.
Help. But... give me Crackle.
Nope. I'm not.
Crackle.
I only have one device that I use Crackle for. And that's the 3DS. Some Nintendo thing that I forgot.
But even your 3DS has Netflix support. Like, no, you're come right. on. Just like. Netflix will whore itself out to everything, so just...
I think my printer has... I think the fax machine has right. Netflix on it.
Netflix has become the new Tetris. Like, it's on everything. Come on, just like... Yeah. Yeah, my microwave can project Netflix across the room.
Right.
So just throw it on there. You've got tons of this built-up money that's guaranteed to you as long as you put out a product. And, you know, just make it a thing. Okay, so we're done. We're done with the Ouya for now. Next time they let out a new news article, then we can talk about
it. How much money would you pay for a device that played exclusively Tetris, but it could also play a second game of Tetris on it?
So,
and Exhibit supports it.
This device, this hypothetical device that you're speaking of, plays only
Tetris.
Only Tetris and Tetris. Also,
another game of Tetris.
As a different variant of Tetris.
Because everything already plays Tetris, so that is standard.
Sure.
But then it also plays like Tetris.
This other version of Tetris.
It's designed Tetris to play 2, Tetris, if you will. But you can also play Tetris on
okay.
it.
Okay, so...
$99?
Is there an Exhibit soundtrack on it?
No.
Okay.
No, that's ridiculous. No.
That's preposterous. Can I take pictures with it?
No. You can't take pictures in Tetris.
The only two functions it has is Tetris.
Tetris and Tetris another game as well. Of Tetris.
Okay.
Can I barter?
$40.
Can you barter what?
Can I give you like a hamburger for it?
I'll give you a hamburger today.
What kind of depends on what kind of hamburger it is.
Double patty, double cheese,
it's
mayo,
a double down.
No mayo, whatever condiments you want on it.
It is a fully loaded cheeseburger with whatever you would like, and a side of your choosing.
No, no. This is you're telling me that this game, just even if this no, device, I'm
I
telling
say,
you that Tetris is worth less than a dollar.
What are the controls for this device?
The only controls you need: rotate and well, down,
analog,
left, right,
analog, or digital.
Brain.
Oh, Well, okay, 50 bucks then. If all I got to do is look at it and make that stuff happen, 25. Sure. Maximum 50 bucks. But if you were seriously talking
to me
about...
It's got a touchpad.
Okay, touchpad. Now it's down to 10
it's
bucks.
Got a touchpad.
At most. Touchpad, 10 bucks.
And a couple buttons.
You're not going to sell me on Tetris in touchpad capacity. There's a reason why I don't have Tetris on my iPhone.
This is terrible. I'm sorry.
It's fine. You got like a derailed discussion. Hey, you want to talk about Google Fiber?
Yeah.
Sure.
You want to talk about why we're all going to buy a house down in Kansas City?
See, now I was under the impression this was only going to be a Wichita, Kansas thing, not a Kansas City thing.
Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas.
Both Kansas.
Both Kansas cities.
Did they have that competition a lot like years ago? Yeah.
There was a competition to see what district within Kansas cities get the service faster. Like the setup.
Because there's still
this might be different from what you're talking about.
It might be.
But what they're doing now is for residents in Kansas, if you pre-order this service, then it promotes it within the area you're in, and whatever area has the biggest promotion gets the service earlier.
Okay,
it's very smart business.
So.
Probably different from what you're talking
Basically, about. Basically, what we're talking about here is Google is laying down optical...
I got enough fiber in my diet, John. Why do I care about this?
You should care a ton about this, because if this does well, and I can only imagine it that it will, hopefully they just got to move a couple of states up and we'll get this and we'll be good.
Maybe. Maybe Minnesota will get it. Iowa.
Please don't skip over
moving to Minnesota.
Right?
I'd rather move to Minnesota than Casey.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fair. It's closer anyway.
It's warmer.
What? You got those giant hummingbirds. I'm scared. Not that. No, I'm sorry.
What?
Giant
God, I hope not.
Whoa.
Giant mosquitoes that look like hummingbirds.
Oh.
Anyway, so Google Fiber. Google is laying down fiber optic cabling in Kansas City that allegedly will be able to give you 1 gigabyte of uploading and 1 gigabyte of downloading.
Holy moly.
That is like 50 times more than anything you are used to now.
If you're not shitting your pants, then proceed to shit them immediately.
Right. Go change those pants. That's... Griff, can you imagine?
I can't, because right now...
I can't fathom it.
I upload the podcast at roughly 1 to 3 megs a second.
Right. They're talking about literally like 1,000 times more than that.
Yeah.
The podcast would be up before you clicked the button.
Yeah, it's like tachyon podcasts. Like I don't even need to fulfill this action, and it's gonna happen.
It's like light speed nonsense.
It's beyond light speed. It's tachyons.
Yeah, it's I can't fathom
this. The future is happening
right
in the Midwest.
Damn you, Kansas City.
This is the first time that isn't basketball related that the majority of the nation has said, damn you, Kansas City.
Right. It's okay. So as if that wasn't amazing enough, it will also support cable, but it's not cable because it's coming through the internet. Right.
Cable television is what you're talking about.
Right. It will support cable television in a very not cable way. I suppose all cable is digital now, right? So it would just be going strictly through your internet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you're talking about is when the man comes over and fiddles in your basement for a while, and then
it's not going
to
be any coax cable,
and then you can watch MTV and Bravo.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting with Google.
Yeah.
Fiber.
And so,
what is the actual channel listings though? Don't know.
Yeah.
It says comparable.
Yeah. It listed like a couple of things, mm-hmm. right?
But like your nothing. Standard things that nobody...
Yeah, Discovery Channel.
Sci-fi or something.
Sci-fi.
I don't even know if that's true.
Comedy Central.
Yeah, that's on there. Yep.
That's on there. So I remember Discovery, Comedy Central, something else, maybe
that's
HBO.
That's pretty much all I need.
Yeah, I didn't, because HBO's on everything like Netflix now, so sure.
So how much money would this delightful package cost me?
Hold on. $120 a month, which... It's not too crazy, and that's total package, right?
Yes. Like
you read this. I'm trying to remember.
$120 a month for your cable and internet service, with the added bonus of 1 terabyte. I don't even know how you abbreviate that. I was thinking, you call a gig a gig. It's a gigabyte. What is this? It's
TB.
A tera?
TB.
No, but I want to say it cool. Oh. Like, I'm posh with the tech community. Be like, oh yeah, man, like, my disk drive has 20 gigs. Be like, we got a 10 teras. That sounds weird.
I just, it's
it doesn't,
short.
I'm not
a
there
gigabyte,
yet.
Gigabyte is 3. Terabyte is just 2 syllables.
No, that's still
so.
3.
It's
still terabyte.
Ah, not pest.
All right, fine. A T-byte.
Yeah, nope, that's it. That's it. Why didn't I think of that?
Yo, dude, I got this T-byte over here.
You got 10 T-bytes in this trunk. It. You want it? Meet me down, KC.
Put whatever you want on
Rock,
there.
Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
Yo, I heard you like T-bytes, so I put more T-bytes in
what?
Your T-byte.
No, how many Tetrises do I get with this?
2. Well, 4. You know, however many you want, because Tetris is like a meg.
That was my stupid epiphany, John, is... You had one of these recently, like this miles per hour thing or something like that that people often have. But yeah. Mine was Tetris, which is, you know, a 4-block object. The word means Tetris, like a 4-block.
Yep.
4 is in the word.
Mind-blowing.
And then
right?
I was like, oh, I get it now.
I get it. What was that thing that I had? I had that weird epiphany. You can also use all Google devices to control it. So, like, Google phones or the Nexus 7. So, sure, that's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, you would imagine that you would be getting a remote controller with it, too.
Right.
But
for people who don't have those things.
Sure. But for people who do, you've got your Nexus 7 that you can use to, like, tippy-tap and select your channels.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Also cool. More reasons for me to get a Nexus 7.
Yeah,
and move
absolutely.
Down to, and move down
that's
to Kansas City.
Another great reason for you to get a Nexus 7.
Lead a whole new life.
Yeah.
Just rent out a house and have 4 cool friends
move
in with me.
I'm going to watch so much stuff.
Dude, well, there would be no latency on a terabyte or a gigabyte of up and down. What would you... you could do everything. Everything.
At that point, when you get to that point, then the hardware becomes the bottleneck. That's
right.
What's awesome.
Right. At that point, I am only limited by what I am putting in my room.
I'm nervous about this, though, because, yeah, of course I want it. And if it came up to Iowa, I would just whole hog be there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want the TV. No, I have no need for a TV. But I would be there for $70 a month for gigs. Because when I was living back two apartments ago... That's what I was paying for high-end cable or for high-end internet, about $60.
That's
for...
the other thing we didn't touch on is that if you only want to do the internet, just $70.
$70.
And that's...
And you get still a big...
It's, yeah, you said it's like a couple hundred gigs of that
sure,
storage space.
Less than a T-byte of
yeah. But
of
even a couple hundred gigs, search. Like...
I got 5 and I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. Like most cloud storage stuff is like... Just a few, like
right.
A handful.
Even with 5 gigabytes of online storage, like I still feel like I'm like the Scrooge McDuck of the digital world, like diving into just a
right.
Vault of unused bytes. But with a terabyte, like that's like insulting.
I feel like though, this is what
can I donate this? Can I like?
You can give it to me.
Can
I'll,
I don't?
I'll put stuff on there.
Can I take my terabyte drive and like? You know, start giving it to like the like oh yeah, you want some room to third world country to you know. Upload some pictures or something.
Whatever you want. I'll start funding the new like photo bucket. Like whatever. My thing is though, I bet this gets augmented if it goes wide. I bet they drop that terabyte down quick. Say this goes nationwide. Say it does. Say it's really big in Kansas City, starts booming, and they can start laying cable like crazy. And
what's up?
I know. I was just saying, costs would go up.
Oh
yeah, cost
yeah,
goes up.
Like,
cost goes up.
Maybe too much
because
thumbs up.
Because laying, you know, putting
yeah.
down that fiber optic cable is gonna be expensive. And then on top of it, though, you can't give everybody a terabyte's worth of information.
Can't you?
I mean, you. Could, but a cloud storage means that's going to a server somewhere.
Uh-huh.
What? Google does not have a Googleplex worth of money.
Right, but right now, my Gmail account has 10 gigs.
Okay.
Then I have 5 gigs of Google Drive.
I see where you're going.
And I'm trying to say, like...
But...
They got a lot of places to store shit, dude.
Clearly like, they do.
You're dealing with Microsoft Bucks levels of nonsense.
What would you say? 1/5 of the people in this nation probably have a Gmail account?
No. A lot less.
A tenth?
I would say a lot less.
20th?
I'm sure there's a number you can look up, but...
Well, Chrome is like what, the number two, number like number two or number three web browsing service, and so I imagine those people have to see the valid, like the value in getting a Gmail account and integrating all that. Like, I mean, I do. This is why we do show notes on Google Docs, like because it's good. So I don't know, Google Fiber. I'm moving to Kansas City. Good luck with the podcast.
Let's see here.
I'll Skype myself in with my terabyte. You will never notice.
June 2012, Google has 425 million active users worldwide.
How many people live in America?
Less than a billion.
Yeah. So, it's pretty good.
Is it? Roughly world population being 7 billion.
Yeah,
you've got
roundabout.
A lot less
people
with Googles.
Yeah, sure.
Probably double accounts. But I'm just saying, like, they got space to burn, man.
I guess. That's so weird.
I think if they're going to send this thing out to... if they're going to try and cast a broader net, there's going to have to be more things in the incentive realm. Because... You know, right now they're making some waves by saying like, oh, this is in the popular media and the popular culture and in the tech media too, is saying, oh, man, look at these great numbers and cool things that people who like this stuff know and understand and sound appealing. But like, let's take Jane's soccer mom living down the street with, you know, 2 kids, a minivan and, you know, a 9-to-5 husband. They are using Comcast. Why? How is Google Fiber going to break into that market?
Right. And the other thing is, like, you know, just plain old regular fiber optic internet is moving at such a crawl that...
Wait, what?
Just, like, local service providers, some of them do... Like, we have some providers here in Des Moines that have fiber optic
internet.
We do? Yeah. Pretty sure Mediacom and Comcast have it in very, very small local areas.
Not for me. I checked.
I know.
That sucks.
I've never
and
lived
even
in an area
their fiber
where I can't
is still
get
garbage.
It.
It's like,
oh, yeah,
it's nothing. It's like 50 up. And you're
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. It only like it
10 for, down.
Yeah. Oh, the
or sorry, 10 up, 50 down. Where you're like, cool, I guess.
But yeah, it will for the problem there is, and it moves at such a crawl to get that cable put in. And then on top of it, the price of it, because it's so limited, is just, it sucks. So you have to live in a specific location to get it in Des Moines. You have to pay out the butt for it. And even then, is that all really worth it? Not really.
No. What I was trying to say earlier was, I think this is totally great and I love it and I want to support it, but I'm so skeptical that it'll actually take off, because how do you get the average consumer to be interested in having faster internet and the same thing they're already paying for possibly a more expensive price?
Huge marketing push.
Really?
Sure. That's what soccer moms love.
I mean,
shiny things on their TV.
I think the thing that people love more about cable internet and TV is lower cost with more features.
I feel it's a growing trend that people don't want to pay for cable anymore. I mean, I know a lot of people that still have cable.
I think you're dealing primarily in people who are techie and have the fingers on the pulse.
That's
but
fair.
Most people are totally okay with just saying, yeah, this is a bill that I pay every month and this is what I get from it and I'm totally fine because it does what it needs to do.
So minor speculations on what happens in 10 years. You think Google Fiber...
Space Fiber.
Space... Everything comes through the cloud.
Everything comes from space because that's where we're living.
That's fair.
In 10 years.
In 2022. Wow.
That's weird.
That is weird. in 2022, after the aliens have taken over the planet, and we're all living in fear.
Wow.
At that point, you don't even have internet.
Probably not, no.
At that point, you just have a collar around your neck.
You probably have, like, some plug, like, some, like, bioengineered...
Matrix plugs.
No, like, it'd be, like... Like a jelly plug, like it's like a new umbilical cord that's like
gross.
Made of alien flesh. Ugh. That's all syrupy and nasty. Ugh. Sticking in the back of your neck that's like, you know, harvesting Ugh. Your stem cells or something.
Ugh. Yeah, so
the
like
new
the
flesh.
Matrix.
Okay.
The new flesh, yeah.
The new Ugh. Flesh.
Ugh.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So gross.
We got this thing going.
This is the sealed envelope to ourselves in the future, right? We're going to just bank this one.
Okay, we got to get moving on here. Google Fiber is awesome, and... It'd be awesome if that became a standard. But
I'm scared I want it to be worldwide, but I don't think it will because I don't think it has the marketing to do it.
Right. Do you want to talk
Matt,
about
Matt, summarize
this?
Your thoughts on it in 10 seconds.
Target hospitals and corporations and you'll have a cell. Otherwise, you won't.
God, you're a genius.
That is actually like the smartest that's thing that's come out
two
of the
thumbs
last
up.
5 minutes of discussion. Yes. Why didn't you talk sooner?
This I wanted to listen.
Over. Oh, buddy. So, okay, I'm going to give you guys the option. This is a choose your adventure news going on right now. So, do we want to talk about Apple's weird patent for controller functionality for the iPhone? Or do we want to talk about that crazy weird Chinese Vita knockoff thing?
I choose to not choose because I'm interested in neither.
Let's choose the knockoff, the Vita knockoff.
The Vita knockoff that is appropriately named the Droid X360.
God, you gotta love China, don't you?
Right?
Just love it.
When I saw the picture of this thing, it is a Vita. It looks exactly like a Vita. It has no Sony markings on it. It is called the Droid X360. It is running Android 4.0 Ice Cream Sandwich. And it supports like 9 different emulators to emulate everything that's come out in the last like 30 years.
Oh, an Ouya.
Yeah, Ouya on the go.
When I was at the movie store just a couple hours ago, they had something called like Chop Punch Panda, and it had a panda on it, and it looked like the Kung Fu Panda, but it was called Chop Punch Panda.
That's awesome.
And it wasn't by Disney, and it was free to rent.
Well, Kung Fu Panda is a Dreamcast.
I'm sorry, it wasn't
I'm
by
sorry, Dreamcasting. Holy crap!
Sega presents
Kung Fu Panda. DreamWorks. Okay, so that's all I had on that. That thing looked funny and ridiculous to me, and I kind of want to buy one.
But no, don't.
Okay, so the other Apple...
Give me your wallet, John. This... I can find better investments.
Okay.
Like
I don't even
Sega
have a debit card
CDX
right now because I lost
that I just
mine.
Bought last night.
Okay, I kind of want to buy a Virtual Boy.
Good luck.
Somewhere in my life.
Good
Is that
luck.
Hard to do?
Yeah.
Is that like buying a DeLorean at this point?
No. I mean, if you want to go online, totally feasible. But like, finding one in real life in our location, extremely challenging.
Oh, sure. I'd go online probably.
You used to have one.
I used to have two.
You had two?
You had two?
Well,
God, Jesus Christ.
Me and my brother were those people
Holy
that could never have.
No wonder you want a tablet.
See? See, this is first world, like, middle-class person problems.
I don't have enough Ds in the 90s.
Exactly. I'm tired of these gigs. They're not fast enough. I need Teras.
Maybe if I watch two at the same time, it'll turn into a better console.
I need more screens. If my chair could recline all the way back and my keyboards were ergonomic...
Howard Phillips
in
Nintendo Power tells me to buy more. Invest in Nintendo. I would like to join the fun club. Where do I
so
I have money.
Apple leaked these patents that for fun little functionalities that the iPhone could potentially do, like being able to use, like, and this goes sort of to the Microsoft Glass thing, where you could use your iPhone potentially to operate your Xbox just Ooh. Wirelessly, like be like, play that movie, do that thing, Xbox. Shoot yourself, you know, that kind of stuff. Be kind of cool. The other sort of more interesting things is you could potentially have your iPhone talk to your PlayStation 3 controller to, I mean, this is all hypothetical, like hearsay talky nonsense. Like there's nothing like that said that they're moving forward with this stuff, but like you could then use your PlayStation 3 controller to control games and stuff on it. So more feasible that I could play certain games on my iPhone or iPad without having to do weird virtual controller. Could be kind of cool.
That sounds awesome.
I understand that this is not confirmed they're doing it. It's all patent nonsense.
I hate patents.
Yeah,
so much.
It's they just purchased this stuff and said, "Hey, this is a thing that we could possibly maybe do."
Go look at the patent that Apple. I'll show you the picture that Apple has for the iPad. The patent they have on that.
The iPad?
Yeah. Really? I'll show you. It is hysterical. Look at that and you're like, patent law is a fucking circus. It is a picture of like a dude holding a box like and then pointing at it. And it has a bezeled edge and they're like, and he's pressing virtual buttons.
It's just all like martial
it's
law.
It's cartoons. It's nonsense. It's like, yeah. It is an online flash game compared to what a AAA title would be. Like, it is so dumb and up to interpretation.
It's like calling the scribbled drunken drawings on a coffee table napkin.
It's like when art. I tried to draw that plane that one time, and if you use that as a blueprint to make a real plane, there will be problems.
That football coaster that turned into a plane for a minute.
Right.
If you tried to teach me about aerodynamics.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I learned a lot that night.
Yeah.
That
was a good time.
We're going to go into Final Fantasy land here for a second. The real quick one.
Tell me more things about things that I like.
I know. Yoichi Wada says, "Hey, you people that were talking about rumors and stuff, Final Fantasy 13 Versus is still a thing. I just went to a meeting that we have regularly about this game," which actually, after reading all the stuff that he said about it, does not actually instill a lot of give a crap. Like, I don't want some guy, I don't want somebody to come out and tell me, no, it's good, it's good. No, if it's good, I want to see the good.
Didn't he say...
I haven't seen anything in years.
He said something on Twitter. It was a response on Twitter.
Yeah, I didn't see his Twitter.
Well, it's probably in Japanese. But
I saw a paraphrase stuff.
The Andrea Tsang translation, I think, said something along the lines of, like, Final Fantasy 13 Versus is a long-term plan that we still have in the works. It hasn't been scrapped. It's still part of our game. Just chill is more or less what the translation was.
More or less what I got out of what I read, too. However, you have been talking about this game for...
Right. Show me the
four
game.
Or 5 years. Just show me anything. Anything. Show me screenshots. Show me a teaser reel. Show me just a tech demo of some...
I mean...
Like 5 minutes of gameplay. I don't care.
Well,
just show me something.
We'll hear more about it come... What is it? September?
TGS. Yep.
I don't know. About, yeah, probably TGS too, but... there's that Sony thingy or that
Square
Enix thingy that we talked about last week that's happening at the end of August into September.
Yeah. It better happen. Did you just cut him?
Yeah, cut him so he wouldn't just have Matt mouth noises, breathing noises forever.
Oh, buddy. So on to the other Final Fantasy thing. I like Griff that you said that you didn't read the thing about the Final Fantasy 14 relaunch thing.
Oh, my notes were, I didn't fucking read this nonsense.
Yep. So I went and read it and.
And you wish you had done otherwise.
Pretty much. Basically, the take, because I only did two bullets for this, because after reading it, the takeaway I get from it is, hey, we're sorry this game sucks. We're going to burn it to the ground and build a whole new thing. And hopefully it's a lot better than that thing for first thing we called. So now it's going to be called Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn.
I watched the trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer. What did you think of the trailer, Griff?
I can tell you the most interesting thing about the trailer was that there was no gameplay.
Okay, that's a Final Fantasy thing.
It was a CG trailer.
It's a Square thing. We're going to show you
stuff. It looks pretty good for a movie.
Sure.
I would say worse than Advent Children. Better than Spirits Within.
Okay.
I'd see that.
Zero thumbs up or down.
Spirits Within is pretty good.
No, it's not. That's
from
a terrible
film. From a visual standpoint.
That is an atrocious atrocity.
I own that.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because why not? Because why?
Now you know my... Yes, I understand, because why not?
Because why not?
Why did I buy a copy of Dark Void for $4 the other day? Because it was at Best Buy for $4 new.
Well, really? Your first mistake is you walked into a Best Buy.
No way, man.
Oh, man.
I also bought Riddick Dark Athena.
Chronicles of Riddick Dark Athena.
$5.
Yeah. Ooh.
Right. Well, is there a sale going on at
El Shaddai for $10 new?
Okay, now we're talking. Because I'd still need
that's
to
ridiculous.
That game.
With the coupon I have too, I can get $30 off Kingdom of Amalur new. That means at the most I'd be paying $30.
God. Okay.
It'd be wrong not to own that.
You're losing money.
Losing money. Not just money. I'm losing future money, too. In 10 years, when we're in space, there's going to be a tax on me for not having purchased Kingdom of Amalur.
True. Very true. Why didn't you purchase this game?
Yeah.
If I had known. Griff, tell me all about the layoffs at Warner Brothers Seattle.
Well, I don't know much about it. All I know is that it did happen. And Warner Brothers Seattle, what project would they have been working on?
Well, it's the bullet point you have listed on here is the studio.
I wrote this?
No, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I assumed this was a Griff thing.
No.
Okay, Matt, I only heard George Broussard commenting on it.
Tell me how screwed Monolith, Snowblind, and Surreal Software are.
Well, I don't know if they're all screwed. I mean, one of them might be, or a couple of them might be, but the story I read was just that there were layoffs, and these are the studios that are under the umbrella of the Seattle studios.
Okay.
I don't know how screwed they are. I don't think they gave specifics of how many people were laid off, did they?
Clearly, Griff and I read this.
Okay, this was like a little small news. Whoa, okay. This was a small news story, but that's just all it said.
This is not something. Do you know where you read about this? Because this is not something.
It was on Giant Bomb.
Oh, okay.
Petra Klepek reported on it. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, this isn't something that
I heard about it. I'm aware of the situation. I didn't know that the whoa, dictionary. What are you doing?
I don't know. I touched the
diction.
I'm aware the layoffs happened. I didn't know the studios that were involved. You said Snowblind, Monolith, and what?
Monolith is kind of
Surreal Software.
Deal.
That's who.
What the heck?
No, I don't think they all got laid off and there were layoffs in all those studios. That's just the studios that are under the Seattle umbrella.
Okay.
So it could have come from one of those studios or all of them. But they didn't specify. They just said there were layoffs at the Seattle studios. And the Seattle studios include, you know, Monolith, Snowblind, and Surreal.
Okay. Because I feel like Monolith is...
I'm guessing
now,
Fear 3
now
didn't
yeah, exactly.
blow
now,
it out.
Now that I'm thinking about all the great games that Monolith has bestowed upon us.
They do great games, though.
They do, just not recently.
Where's my Condemned 3? That's what I'm wondering. I just
remember
Snowblind.
Dark Summit.
That's
the lie. I'm not. I pulled that out of the air. So that can't be true.
Dark Summit, isn't that like the
can't be true
snowboarding game? That's
I keep thinking of Project Snowblind, that video game. It's a first-person shooter. Last generation of consoles. That's all I can think of when I think of Snowblind.
Snowblind.
Snowblind Studios. That can't be true. So, you heard about this from the internet, and was there a number on it? I think you said no, right? How many people got laid off?
No, they did not. There was not a list of how many people were laid off or anything. Just that their layoffs were coming.
Bummer.
Or that they already happened, but yeah.
Snowblind is responsible for such fantastic products such as Top Gear Overdrive, Death Tank, Justice League Heroes, Champions Return to Arms, Champions of Norrath, Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance for the PS2.
Wow, now we're talking.
Lord of the Rings, War in the North. That is a recent thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No Dark Summit.
Huh. Really weird. Huh. Speaking of Baldur's Gate...
Yeah, I wrote this one up too.
Okay.
Well, basically, they're just doing an enhanced edition that's coming out on the PC, Mac, iOS, and Android. What they did is they...
How about Ouya?
Well, it's on Android, so...
It's on Android, yeah.
Sure, it can run it.
Dark Summit was done by Radical Entertainment
and
published by THQ.
Okay.
Okay. And they said that for this Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition will be coming out September 18th on the PC, and that it would come out later in September, or they said September-ish for the other devices.
It's my favorite time of year.
Oh, yeah, September-ish. I love it. What this includes is some new characters, including like a half-orc, a half-elf mage, and a monk. And
a full monk or a half-monk?
Well, it's a... Oh, God, what do they call it? It's a...
It's a half-monk?
It's a Kalashite monk.
Whoa.
Whatever the hell that
watch
is.
Watch your mouth.
Kalashite.
Kalashite. Kalashite. I don't know.
Hey, now.
Sheet-shite.
Whoa.
And that they also developed a new dungeon called the Black Pits that'll add 6 hours of additional gameplay. And that to the original code of the game, they had over 400 fixes to it.
Huh.
So basically, if you want to play Baldur's Gate, this is the one to play.
Is there any mention
of this, on the iPhone?
Is there any mention of this being released for like Steam? I sort of assume, but
yeah. Do you know what servicer they're sending it out through?
That I did not find out. No,
because Baldur's Gate is.
I imagine for iOS and Android, you would just get that through your local, you know, market. But
yeah, I would imagine it would come to Steam. It would have to.
Well, but it
wouldn't have to.
Isn't
but
who owns Baldur's Gate?
EA property.
That's what I'm looking up right now.
So then it would probably not go to Steam.
Right. You would think it would just shift over to Origin.
In the story, it did not say
BioWare.
So. BioWare owns
so
it.
EA.
So EA. So shit.
Yeah.
So boned.
Well, then again, you know, that's not exclusive to just Origin, is it?
Well,
Wasn't that good old games?
It's probably not going to be the new edition, though.
Well, no, but usually, wasn't the old... Yeah, the older stuff, I think, is still on there.
Yeah.
But
it'll be interesting to see in what avenues I can purchase this.
Yeah.
Because I'd kind of like to play Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, I never played it either.
But you can play it on good old games.
I played Dark Alliance, but I never played the original Baldur's Gate.
I don't know if I could play it. I don't know. Maybe it's just like too much of an RPG. Like there's just too much technical stuff about it, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Like from what I've seen people playing it, it just seemed a little confusing.
It's mostly a dungeon crawler, yeah?
I mean, yeah, but then it's just like, I don't know. It's like, oh, you can control up to like six characters at the same time. And then kind of like just controlling one or two characters, not like a bunch at the same time. But yeah.
Any word whether or not you'd be able to play this like with other people online? I would hope you would be able to.
I don't think you'd be able to. I don't think it was a game intended for that.
Right, because I mean, like original launch for this, like PlayStation 2 and stuff like that, you could play local co-op. But
oh no, this is the old PC Baldur's Gate game.
Oh, I'm not.
This is the first one.
Oh,
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate. This is the first one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my mistake.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm missing... Oh, that dumb thing I posted about... Where is it? Oh, this possible leak on Reddit showing new characters for PlayStation All-Stars.
Yeah. I saw some of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about PlayStation All-Stars anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
A bunch of new characters... Bunch of new stages, one of them being BioShock Infinite Stage, which doesn't make any sense to me, but sure. But the screenshots look pretty on the up and up.
We should make a screenshot.
Screenshot.
That's
how do you
disgusting.
Make a, what do you put in a screenshot?
It's
got to be white and black, right? Like the guy from Scream, like the face.
Okay, sure.
What's a Jaeger and Rumshada?
You might be onto something there.
That would taste disgusting.
It would taste.
What tastes like black licorice?
Jaeger.
Yeah, it does. Okay, I've never had Jaeger before. So,
yeah, well, actually, people say that it tastes like black licorice and
black death.
Since I actually happened to be at Hessen House the other day and a train went by, somebody bought a round of Jaeger shots and
I love that bar.
It's a great place,
I love
but
it.
I can't.
No,
I don't understand people that drink Jaeger. It does.
Oh,
not
that
make,
yeah, I don't understand that either.
Like I had that shot and I was like, this does not taste like black licorice. This tastes like death.
I think it tastes like black licorice. I don't care for it, but it's okay. It's not the worst thing I've ever drank. It's no SoCo.
Well, that's fair. I also Although, hate SoCo.
Now that I think about it, you know, Jaeger is better the colder it is, so maybe SoCo is actually tolerable when it's frozen.
Huh, interesting.
I know, I've had some bad liquor in my times. So. Yeah.
You missed out on a good era of podcasts a year
ago. No, you didn't.
No? Okay.
You are better off for not being a part of that because...
That's probably true.
I swear to God, I melted my brain.
Yeah. That was a dark, dark time.
Yeah. However,
I think there needs to be another round of shot roulette.
I do not want to record myself that messed up.
Oh, no, that's again. Fair. That's fair. That should never happen again.
I should go back and listen to some
stuff. Yeah. Go back about a year and find like Ryan's birthday, because that was a really good
one. God damn it.
That was a really good one.
Mm.
Look for that one.
Don't want to listen to that ever.
Can we?
No, I just remember when Griff had his Street Fighter IV Game of the Year.
Oh, that was a good one.
The epic.
The meltdown of all times. Oh, buddy.
Yeah, like, well, that wasn't a meltdown of all times. It was just terribly embarrassing where I tried to convince everybody.
Street Fighter IV was the best game ever.
Was the best game of the year. Over and over and over and over again.
Can we just do go back into the archives and create like a greatest hits
we can, John, please do that.
Sure, I'll get to work on that right away. It's gonna be the best thing ever.
You provide me with the files and I'll make it happen.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for news. Griff, do you have
I'm done.
Trivia?
I don't have trivia.
I have else. Trivia.
Oh, Matt has trivia. Oh, okay, now I remember how this goes. I got it. Cool, Matt. Bring it on.
Okay.
Bring on some trivia.
I was inspired by Griff when he did his Street Fighter trivia, so I decided to do a Mortal Kombat trivia.
Oh, God, this will be terribly amazing.
They're all characters from Mortal Kombat 3 and back. So there's...
Okay, so I'm not going to see, Kintaro or...
This is about the time where we asked for emails, so...
Oh, we do that first?
We don't have any.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to ask for them?
Hey, if you guys want to send us emails, that would be really great, because all I ever want out of life is emails sent to us, because that's fun to see emails coming in here. So bbr@bossbarrel.com if you want to send us some sweet emails that we can read on the air and or lack thereof air, and answer your sweet questions. Or even if you just want to say hi, that'd be swell. I would love you forever for listening to the show and talking to us.
Help us.
Please. Somebody give us another something. Thing to do on the show.
Come on.
There aren't any video games out right now.
We want to talk to you. We want your
we
input,
really do.
Listener.
We do love you. We know you guys are out there listening to this stuff.
There's 10 of you, so come on.
Yeah, one of you. Come on. It can't just be the same three people rotating every time.
Everybody can know something about video games.
It takes 2 minutes to write an email, if that.
Yeah, it less. No, you just send us the dumbest thought.
Just send me a, hey, how's it going?
And be like, you suck, Riff, shut up. And I'd be like, that's great.
Or,
I like
anything.
This.
Anything.
So, Matt.
You want some trivia?
Yeah, let's hit up some trivia.
Okay.
Oh, I got a paper.
You got a paper? Okay, because I don't want to use my phone for this.
Well, I'm just going to give you three clues
you
about the
character.
You
want to use your terabytes?
And then you just
my terabytes.
Guess.
Okay. Three clues and we guess.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat characters.
The race of this character is Tarkatan. Tarkatan. He comes from the Outworld.
Griff. Goro.
No, wrong.
John. Baraka.
Yep.
Oh, nice, John.
And he planned to overthrow Shao Kahn.
John. Baraka. Who is Baraka?
Who is Baraka? Barack Obama.
Damn, you stole my joke. Who is Baraka Obama?
Okay, second one. He was a former member of the Black Dragon Crime Syndicate.
Griff. Cabal.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Did you do that?
I was going.
Okay.
Or I was going to say Kano, but you said former, so it had to be Cabal.
Okay, third character. He fought for the Temple of Light. He's friends with Sonya Blade and Johnny Cage. And he had his soul consumed by Shang Tsung.
John. Liu Kang?
Yes. This is all going off info that just every story of every game.
The only reason that's... Okay, so you're saying that this trivia encompasses only characters from three back.
No, you're right.
But
yep.
Yes. The characters appeared in the first three games, but this
In Deadly Alliance. In Deadly Alliance. When Quan Chi and Shang Tsung teamed up to kill Liu Kang and steal his soul.
Yes. God, I am a nerd.
I did not know any of this stuff.
How do you not know these things? It's all there. They spell it out for you.
Where have you been,
Matt? I did not play some of these games.
In very silent film cutscenes. Okay. Like, this is what happens.
Hey, did you play Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat?
No, I did not.
Okay. You should play that game.
You should get a PlayStation 3 down here and play that.
You should really play the game.
Okay, next character. He was introduced in Mortal Kombat 2. He appears as a secret character in NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
John Reptile.
Yep.
Nice, John.
Suck it, Griff.
I'm not doing well.
Okay, this character. He was formerly human, but now he is a wraith. He was reborn in the Netherrealm, and he was formerly known as Hanzo Hasashi, the greatest warrior in the Shira Ryu Ninja School.
John Noob Saibot?
No.
That's what I thought. I got one other guess.
Griff, Sub-Zero.
Nope, no. Scorpion.
Yeah.
A wraith, eh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
A ring wraith.
But I was like, I didn't think Noob Saibot was in. Are we talking Mortal Kombat 3 or Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate Edition?
What? Why does it matter?
It does matter because Smoke is in Ultimate Edition.
You're talking all Mortal Kombat. Well,
maybe Smoke will be in this list.
He's saying that the characters involved are only characters that exist from 3 back.
Oh, I didn't listen.
Well, not only. They can exist in other games, too.
Right, I understand
but
that.
But I mean, all these you will
but
find.
But these encompass just the characters from those first three games?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no one outside of this.
There's not going to be, like, a question about...
I don't know who, like, when did Rain come in?
Is Bo Raicho in it?
Trilogy.
Rain's not in this.
Okay.
Stop it. Stop it. Just keep going with your questions.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
I don't... Okay.
Fujin.
This character is a cyborg. He originally partnered with Sektor and Smoke to hunt
Griff,
down
John. Cyrax.
Damn it.
There you go. Okay, next character. He's a 2,000-year-old half-human, half-dragon. He was killed by Noob Saibot, and he's featured as a boss. Or a sub-boss, maybe.
Was he? Half-dragon, eh?
That's what it said, which I thought was a little weird.
Griff, Chinook.
No.
John Goro?
Yes.
What? Half dragon?
It's what it said, half human, half dragon.
Nice.
Okay.
Johnny Cage didn't kill him?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well,
I thought he had his own race, too.
Yeah,
isn't that where Shiva is?
No. Shiva and Goro are very different.
They're different, yeah.
They're different races.
Oh.
I think he was killed by Noob Saibot like in Deception or Deadly Alliance or whatever the hell.
Sure, why not?
It's one of those later games. Okay, this next character is a god. He's protector
of Raiden.
Yep.
Nice, John. Speed.
Speed.
Okay.
Speed.
This next character is close friends with Sub-Zero, or was when he was young. He comes in multiple forms. And he was reactivated by Noob Saibot after being tortured. After being reprogrammed and then tortured.
John Smoke.
Yes.
Cyborg Smoke.
It's Smoke.
If that makes a
difference
to you.
Comes in multiple forms, so they're cyborg.
John, you are
Smoke.
Currently crushing it with 6-2.
Also, that is a really good reason you should be playing the new Mortal Kombat game. Because they tear that stuff up. They just, like, take... everything you know about or don't know about Mortal Kombat and make it amazing.
Sounds so cheesy. Maybe that's why I should
play
it.
No, it's not. It's totally legitimate.
Everything
totally
is legitimate about
everything
that game.
Everything makes sense.
Everything I thought I cared about Mortal Kombat, they just
Earthrealm.
Say, no, it's going to be like, this now.
Final character. Now, let me finish.
Whoa.
Don't answer after this first clue. He's an urban character. Okay. He's a New York City enforcer.
Striker.
Yes. I thought you were going to say Jax when I
no,
said
no,
urban.
No,
okay.
No. When you,
like, you racist bastard.
You said urban character. I was like, I want to say Striker so bad right now, but you said listen to the whole thing.
I listened to the first clip.
Like, Jax would not have popped up in my head when you say Urban Character.
What if for me? I'll tell you that much.
Sure. Like, if now, however, if you'd have said this guy enjoys
purple spandex. If you had said Urban spandex, Cracker.
I couldn't say gun.
If you just said like this, that this dude enjoys like purple spandex,
turns into Tyrannosaurus
and pumping
Rex,
iron,
wears a cap backwards. Nice one, John. You beat me. Right. Well done. Your MK knowledge
I know
is superior
some,
to mine.
I know me some Mortal Kombat. I played Shoot. a lot of it. Finish him.
You did finish me.
You yeah. did. You did perform the fatality.
This is why I reach into your spine and pull it out. Yelp.
Predator style.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was good, Matt. I enjoyed that.
My spine!
And next week is going to be Griff's trivia.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to tell us about that?
So no. Why am I going to tell you anything about it? It'd
be a surprise.
It's going to have questions.
There's going to be
really?
Questions.
And some answers.
It actually might not have questions. But.
Okay. All right. Well, anybody have anything else? Otherwise, we're going to wrap this guy up.
I object.
I object. Objection.
Sustained.
Good.
Okay, well...
Sidebar.
Matt is not on Facebook or the Twitters.
Nope.
He's rogue.
I'm in the underground.
You're still not on that stuff, Matt?
Off the grid.
Come on.
Have you even seen our Facebook page? Do you even know what Facebook looks like now?
If you don't
no,
have
I don't.
Facebook, can you view things on Facebook?
Can I use things on Facebook? I don't think so.
If you look up on Facebook, you're like, I'm going to look up person whose
like,
name
I can
is,
look up you.
If you look up Jane Soccer Mom... And you don't have Facebook. Do you see people on Facebook?
I see people.
Yes.
All their photos are blocked.
I see people. Which is crazy. Which is a bit weird, too.
It's a little weird. Some people have higher security settings. Yes. Like, I am impossible to find on Facebook.
Oh,
unless
really?
I let you find me. I'm like a ninja on Facebook.
Really, John?
Don't worry. By next week, Matt will have a Facebook just to find
I'll just
me.
Make up a Facebook
just to see
page.
If he can find me. And if he doesn't actually appear on Facebook after next week, I'll just make him one myself and just
and find
force,
myself.
No, force
and
him
show
to...
myself that I can find.
Okay. You can follow Griffman on Twitter.
That's good, yeah.
What
That's
did, I,
me.
Did I say Griffman?
That's me.
I'm done with this.
Griffman.
Hey, did you hear yourself last week? The PlayStation 4 and the...
Yeah, I mixed those letters and numbers.
Letters and numbers. You can find Griffin Hoffman on the Twitter at... What is it? Griff Hoffman?
It's Griffman.
Griffman.
You got it the first time.
At Griff Hoffman on the Twitters. And you can find me at JW Stanhope on the Twitters. That's a lot of good times. You can follow us at... We don't have a Twitter for Boss Barrel.
Hell
but
no.
You can, but you can follow us on Facebook. That
Barely
would be really
manage that Facebook page.
But hey, if you're going to follow us on Facebook, you should probably even like... just. You don't even have to write us an email. Just post a comment that's a question on that thing. Maybe we'll see that. That'd be sweet, too. You know, we might get that. To do that thing.
Yep.
Either way, keep listening to the show, and we'll be back next week, guys. Peace out.